As you might already know, the word كان in Arabic means was. But then when you check this ayah as an example, and you check its translation, you would see that the word كان is not actually translated into was. It is translated into is. Shouldn't كان here be translated into was, as the word says? But if we did, can we then say Allah was forgiving and merciful? So what about now then? So how should we understand this statement and make sense of it? What's even more interesting is that when you check other ayat where كان was also used, you would see that it was indeed translated into was. So what exactly is happening here? And how can we understand this word in the Quran properly in a way that makes sense? Well, to be able to answer this question, we need to understand how Arabs use the word كان, and generally, how they use the past tense. It is true that one of the uses of كان is expressing past events, like the one we've just seen an example for. Here, كان does refer to a past event, and so it makes sense that it is translated into was. But it would be wrong to think that this is the only way Arabs use كان, or even the past tense for that matter. One of the other uses for the past tense is expressing the certainty of the occurrence of an action. In other words, to convey that the action will definitely happen. So, in this example, وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ. Allah is telling us about a future event, which is the Day of Judgment, that will definitely happen, even when نُفِخَ is a past verb, which literally means was blown. It is very much like when we hear قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةِ in the second أذان, using the past verb قَامَتْ right before the prayer starts. So the prayer hasn't started yet, and yet we use the word قَامَتْ in the past form to convey that this action will definitely happen. And this is basically how the Arabic language is. And to understand this even more, you have to understand that if Allah wills something to happen, it will most definitely happen, since Allah is almighty and all-powerful. So when Allah tells us about a future event, with His might and full control over all means and reasons, it will definitely happen. And so it is most sensible to convey the certainty of occurrence for that action in the past form. كان is also used to convey an eternal or a timeless concept. Like when Allah says, إِنَّ الشَّيْطَانَ كَانَ لِلْإِنسَانِ عَدُوًّا مُبِينًا. Here, this ayah does not mean that Iblis, or Shaytan, was the enemy of man, and that now he isn't anymore. Of course not. It rather means that Shaytan is ever enemy of mankind. Similarly, when we say, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا, this is a timeless sentence that conveys the everlasting nature of the sifat or attributes of Allah. It is important to understand that time is a creation of Allah, and that Allah is not inside time and cannot be affected by it. And to visualize this concept and understand it even better, imagine that this line here is time from beginning to end. It began when Allah created the universe. Then we started having days, weeks, and years. Also, past, present, and future. And therefore, time started at that moment. And time ends with the Day of Judgment. Now, the meaning of such ayah is that Allah was merciful and forgiving even before time itself was there. So for us, the ones being affected by time, Allah is ever forgiving and merciful. And that is the meaning of إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. كَانَ can also be used with the meaning of to become, which is something we can see in this ayah.
إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ اسْتَكْبَرَ وَكَانَ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ.
So he was not always a disbeliever, but the moment he disobeyed Allah, he became one of the disbelievers. Finally, Arabs also use كَانَ to convey the state or condition. We call that in Arabic الحال. Like when Allah says,
كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٍ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ.
Here, the ayah does not mean that we were the best ummah, but actually that we have been and we will always be. And using كَانَ here conveys the state of the ummah, and not that we were in the past and now we aren't anymore. So in the end, when reading كَانَ in the Quran, know that it can refer to past events, future events that will definitely happen, everlasting concepts. It could also mean to become, or describing al-hal, which is the condition or the state. And to make sure you understood the concept of this lesson, this ayah here,
أَتَى أَمْرُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَسْتَعْجِلُوهُ.
This ayah would be literally translated into, the command of Allah has come, so do not be impatient for it. And the question is, how can we be impatient for something that has already come? If you understood this lesson and have the answer to this question, please leave it in the comments below. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.